love your toes. Can you ever say it too much? Love your toes. This is Dr. Herbert O. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, saying, love your toes. How often do you love your toes? How often do you take out your toes and snuggle them with your hands? Oh, you look down at your toes now and then, and you say, nice toes, nice toes. But what are these toes? The toes are the forerunners of the foundation of your being. Your toes are a very dynamic and powerful agency. If everyone were to take their toes and sort of snuggle them, and then pull on them gently, not yank them, but just pull on them gently and just let them feel that they're caressed and they're loved. And to twist them gently this way and twist them gently that way and lift them up and push them down and move them all around. If you would have a dance with your toes every once in a while, not every day, it'd be nice to have it every day, that's for sure, but if you would do it, oh, say, once a week or twice a week, just dance with your toes, with your fingers and your toes. And take your fingers and snuggle your toes and snuggle how they're constructed and how they're formed. And gently massage them. Gently pull them back and forth and up and down and over and around. And after a while, your toes will begin to be very limber. Now you say, well, I walk on my feet and I use my toes when I stand and I like to stand on my tiptoes sometimes and I like to do this and I like to do that. Yeah, that's good. That's good. But is it the same as giving definite attention to your toes by yourself and saying to each toe, I love you. I love you. I think you're wonderful. You got 10 of them, you know. 5 on each foot. And take these toes, one by one. They're worth taking the time. Not while you're watching a television show, or not while you're listening to music, or not while you're paying attention to a family discussion, or not while you're driving or riding in the car. But just pay attention in the privacy of your own bedroom just before you go to bed. And just take a little while and start playing with your toes. Playing with your toes, telling them how much you enjoy them, how much you recognize how wonderful they are, how much you recognize what a good job they do in transporting you around and giving you that one aspect of your body that only takes place in your ears, but also with your toes, the aspect of balance. When your body ever seems out of balance, or when your mind or your activities ever seem to get out of balance, just take an evening and sit quietly with your toes and gently massage your toes up and down, in and around. Pulsate your toes just as you would pulsate your toes. Your toes are significant to be thought of by themselves. Just take each toe. Don't hurt it. Don't pull it. Pull gently. But just as though you were saying, I love you. Oh, you're so wonderful. And I don't know if any of you have ever gone to a massager, person who does massages, and had them massage your feet. Your feet feel like $1 million when they're done. Now, why? Well, the first reason is that your feet are getting attention. Specific attention. Your feet like specific attention just like the rest of your body does. Your brain likes attention, your mind, your head, your eyes like attention, Your fingers like attention, your muscles like attention, your organs and your body, they all, each one like attention separately and together. They like attention. And when you give them attention, what you're giving them is you're giving them your love. How often have you bothered to care about your toes? They function good. They do their job. They're fine. You cramp them into shoes, and then when you let them out of their shoes, they just feel just so good. They say you shouldn't walk around barefoot. Well, now, there are many schools of thought on that. I would say the most predominant school of thought about walking barefoot is that it's the most natural thing in the world to do, to walk barefoot. And when we do not walk barefoot, we are not acupuncture pressuring our soles of our feet and giving them the massage that they need. Oh, they're stuck inside of shoes with flat surfaces on them, and they are protected from any of the things of nature, any of the stones or the arrows of misfortune. But they're also missing the opportunity to be strong. Natives who go around barefoot have very strong feet, very good feet. And the soles of their feet are not like hard stone or leather. They are soft and pliable. And when they walk, and when they run, and when they move, their feet send a blessing throughout their entire body. You say, well, they would love to have shoes on so they wouldn't have to worry about stepping on something sharp or pricking themselves with a stone or something. Well, yes, we all like to get away from the massaging of our feet, the massaging of our bodies, the massaging of our mind. We'd all like to get away from having to read a book and have a book read to us. We'd all like to get away from doing mental gymnastics. We'd all like to get away from eating foods. We'd just like to take a pill. We think, wouldn't it be wonderful just to take a pill so we wouldn't have to eat food and wouldn't have to take the time. Well, now, all these things are created for a very definite purpose. Our eating of food was a time for us to slow down and stop. Stop whatever we were doing and just eat food and chew it. And not be in a rush. It's our moment of relaxation, and we get so few of them. It's our moment of stopping for just a moment. We don't stop often enough. We are so rush, 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 so busy, busy, busy with all the things that we're doing. We don't take time to find out what balance, relaxation, peace, harmony, and happiness are really all about. Little children do it very easily. They play very hard and bonk, they fall asleep. And they rest and they relax. And then after sleeping for a few minutes, maybe a half hour, whatever it is, they jump up and they are back at it again. They are infinite energy. They are infinite power. We don't do that. When we are so busy and we're tired, we don't stop and take a rest. We don't just sit down and relax in a chair, maybe even take a nap for a moment or two. We think, oh, that's for old people, that's for sick people, that's for children. No, that's for everyone. That's for everyone on earth to take time to love themselves, to take time to readjust themselves, to recuperate, to take time to get back to the balance that it takes a moment to get back to. When you're dizzy, you've been running around in a circle, you've been swinging the children in a circle or something like that, and you stand still for a moment. If you started to walk instantly after you were swinging the children around, you would walk a crazy walk. You might even fall down. But nature tells you, stand still a moment. Hold it a moment. You get your balance back. Just relax a moment. And then you relax a moment. and your balance is back. Our feet, the entire foot, deserves a massage too. It deserves a little cuddling. It deserves a little bit of caring about it. I went to a pedicurist the other day, and she did my feet. And I had never had my feet done my whole life. And I had oftentimes taken rubbing thing to clean off a bunion, to clean off a bit of skin that had toughened up on my foot. And I never got it perfectly done. I never did really clean it off fully. And I never did really get around my heel because I just couldn't reach properly back there and see what I was doing. But this lady did that job so beautifully that the calluses on the back of my feet or the side of my feet all were completely wiped away. She just gently massaged them away and took them away with a little cutting knife that she had, and she just gently arched them away until all was oh so perfect. I touched my normal skin, not the callus, my normal skin for the first time in a long time. It wasn't big calluses. They were, my feet are in pretty good condition, and so it wasn't really bad, but they were there. They were there where my shoe might have been rubbing, or where the edge of my shoe might have been getting on the edge of my foot. But after she got done, she took her fingers and she slid them, pulling away from my feet with her fingers, and my toes just felt so relaxed, so peaceful. And then she just sort of twisted them a little bit here and a little there, and then she took a moisturizing cream and put it on there, or some sort of a cream, and it made it feel, one of the creams, she used two of them. One of them was kind of like sandy. And I thought, what is all that? It almost sounds like this special honey that I have for healing. It's just a little rough inside. But she put that on there. And she rubbed that along, and it was sort of like a little bouncy, tendering massage that was a little different than a smooth massage. And then she wiped it off, and then she put on a smooth ointment. And she gently massaged my feet. She gently massaged my toes. She gently massaged. And it felt so magnificent. I felt so peaceful. I just sat back. And she says, that's the thing to do. She says, now sit back and just relax and let go. And let that massage, the pedicure, seep right into your being, so that you are just absolutely wonderful. Well, there was no rush. I was the only one in the shop, so I didn't feel like I was pushing her or keeping her from other things, because I've always tried to be courteous of other people when they have other chores. But she was just having a pleasure working on my toes, working on my feet, working on my ankles, and I felt so deliciously relaxed. Now, once a week, maybe twice a week, I do that to myself, maybe more often, but in the evening, oftentimes before I go to bed, I'll take my toes, and the first thing I'll do is I say to my toes, I love you. I think you're wonderful. I think you're just so fantastic. Now, your toes, do they have a separate intelligence? Do they have a separate awareness? No, every bit of your body likes to be told that it's wonderful. Whenever your body has a hang-up of any kind, where it's not operating in a harmonious way, in a happy way, stop and massage it gently and say, I love you. Whether it be your forehead, whether it be your ears, whether it be your arms, whether it be anything, and even your tummy or your lungs or whatever, just gently massage. The moment anything seems out of order, that disorder is put back in balance instantly by saying, all is in divine order. 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 And when you say that, you just feel 10 feet tall. You just feel whole and perfect. You feel wonderful. You feel fantastic. You feel glorious. Yes, yes, yes. You feel marvelous. And when you feel marvelous like that, what's happening to you? What's happening to you? Your whole body sort of vibrates and giggles into itself with the happiness. When you touch your toes gently, making sure you cover all 10 of them, all of them, and gently massage them, gently touch them, gently turn them from side to side. Go into the under part of it and the top part of your toes and go into all, just like you do with your fingers. You massage your fingers every once in a while. You sit down and you just sort of pull them out, not trying to yank them out of the socket, but just pull them out and snuggle them around. Well, once or twice a week, do this with your toes. And if you do it right, if you do it with all your heart and all your soul and all your might, you'll feel so good. You probably want to do it more often. But just try to make a habit. Don't try to do it. Make a habit. Make a habit of 2 times a week. Specific nights, like maybe a Monday night and maybe a Friday night. And just before you go to bed, your bed is all made and ready for you, waiting, and you sit on your bed, and you have yourself sort of cross-legged, and then you begin playing with your toes, and you feel so great. Now, if you're married, and you have a loved one who wants to do that for you, oh, that's beautiful too. But it's not the same as doing it for yourself. For when you do it for yourself, it goes through your entire body. When someone else does it for you, it's an outward thing, even though it touches your inward beingness. Do it for yourself. Gently take your toes, one at a time, and give it a number of moments where you massage and gently touch it and feel it and say, this is my toe. This is my wonderful toe. Oh, I love you so. It's so nice to have you as an absolutely wonderful, perfect toe. Now, just a little aside here. If any of your toes or even all of them are not in perfect divine order, then you got some work to do. The original purity and integrity of your toe is always there. It's always there waiting for you to demonstrate it in some perfect way. And you do it by speaking your word and calling it forth into expression. Call forth your toe, your toes, all of them into perfect expression. If you have a cut, if you have a bunion, if you have any kind of problem, the more you massage your toes and the more you massage your feet, the more relaxed they become. And all of the tension goes away and all of the tenseness goes away and all of that which is less than its perfection fades away. And the original purity flows back into expression. It's always there. It flows back into expression, and you enjoy it fully and wonderfully now. The habit of having a visit, a private time with your toes. Have a private time with your toes where you and your toes get together and say, you're wonderful. I love you. And tickle them and massage them. Love them. Babies like to suck on their toes. We can't quite do that. They're just a little awkward to do that. But we can play with our toes with our fingers. And our toes will give us a reward that we could never believe possible until we do it. So today, give yourself that blessing and watch the miracle of delight spread throughout your entire body when you say, "Wow! My toes are wonderful!" Go for it. It works. I love you. I love you. I love you.